This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women behind the big rigs, and, of course, Felix and the United States Postal Service bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel to the gas stations to make sure that we got stuff to operate our vehicles on. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social as at Captain's America on all of them. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can find us on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we have from UndergroundUSA.com, that's UndergroundUSA.com, we have Mr. Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Is it 109 degrees in the shade up there?
It's actually starting to cool down this week for a little bit, so let's just keep fingers crossed.
Yeah, because you might have some rain in the offing, so that would definitely cool it off. All right, are you ready to say?
It would be welcome.
Yep. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Dems are putting on quite a show with another lie that they're pushing, that abortion is not around anymore. It's gone. It's been taken away by those terrible Republicans. That's all I heard with some young people that were talking yesterday. And I just sat there and I listened to what they had to say. They had no idea who I was or what I was up to. But I was getting my lunch and I was listening to probably 15 or 20 young people talk about this ruling. And they all, every one of them, believed that abortion was gone.
No, that's because that's what the leftist politicians are saying, and that's what the media is pumping. And once again, the right side of the aisle is failing in controlling the narrative. Mm-hmm. The truth is on our side. Everyone should have been in front of a microphone or a camera explaining exactly what that ruling meant, mm-hmm. and it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is now going to be an uphill battle to get people like those kids you were talking about,
yeah,
understand that this is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, the issue here is not necessarily abortion, although that's the vehicle. What's happening here is the fact that we have a ruling that limited the federal government's authority, something you almost never see.
Right.
So this was, when you couch it that way, there's not anyone in the country who would say it's a bad ruling.
Yep.
But that's not the way it's being couched. It's like they've eliminated a right. Well, I hate to break this to people, but abortion is not a right.
Never has been.
Well, it's not enumerated anyway.
Nope.
It's not in the Constitution. It's not in the Bill of Rights.
Nope.
The idea of privacy may be alluded to in the Fourth Amendment, but even privacy is not enshrined as an enumerated right in the Bill of Rights. So talk about dropping the ball when it comes to educating the public, and that's something that the right needs to do.
Yep.
We need to educate the public. If the schools are going to fail on teaching constitutional literacy, then we've got to start. I can't. The insane vitriol that I've seen on social media about this.
Yeah.
Even for people that I used to respect.
Mm-hmm.
I had to throw my hands up in the air.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about three individuals here. We don't have enough time to do it now, but I'm going to move on to my next topic, and then we'll come back to that after the break. Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, said that the economy will trump abortion in the midterms for being the number one issue.
Well, yes, because people are feeling it in the pocketbook, but the Republicans didn't do any favors for themselves by not getting out in front of this. They had time, too, because it was leaked. Alito's draft was leaked. Yep. We should have been out there screaming from the podiums about exactly what it meant. And they failed to do that, too. So, Lindsey, I don't know. Republicans will be talking about the economy, but the left right now, they're outraged. They're foaming at the mouth because they think the right to abortion has been abolished. And it is just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the case.
Yep. Well, by ruling New York State's restrictions on law-abiding citizens carrying handguns unconstitutional, the Supreme Court simply did what the Constitution states, allows Americans to bear arms.
The difference between these two issues is so clear, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The right to bear arms is specifically stated in the Constitution.
You bet.
In the Bill of Rights. It's stated. It's sacrosanct. It's part of the compact that all the states signed on to.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion is not.
All right. Hold that thought, my friend. And folks, I'll be right back with Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, right after these messages.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, I will be doing it in just a second here. Frank Salvato's hanging on the line. I got to tell you that this particular portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan's got a brand new dealership about ready to open up here in the first part of July up in Brooksville, Florida. They'll be located on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway in the south side of the road. You won't be able to miss them. They'll be right there. It's a big, beautiful, brand new palace of a car dealership. Everything that's in it could be in it to give you the best possible service that you could ask for. Now, Moss Nissan happens to be the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Moss Nissan's locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 1954, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue right here in Tampa, and, of course, the all-new Moss Nissan coming in Brooksville. Now, at any time, they have well over 400 new or pre-owned vehicles on hand to help you make a great decision on a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle, whatever it happens to be. And guess what? All the Moss vehicles come with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which means free oil changes, free tire rotation, all the time that you own that vehicle. Now, it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, out into the Dakotas, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. So check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. MossNissan.com. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we have talked before about these three women. But after what I saw and after what I heard last week, again, blatantly, and by the way, you take an oath to be a congresswoman or a political a person. When you take that oath, you swear to follow the laws of the United States of America, the Constitution, and to stand up and support your government, basically, is what it is, right?
Well, you swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, yeah.
So, we've got Nancy Pelosi, we've got Maxine Waters, and we got AOC out in the street yelling and screaming and trying to incite the people they've got following them for whatever reason. Still haven't figured that out. And go out and get in their face, knock on the doors, yell at them, make noise, whatever, and all this crap that they're doing. I mean, I'm obviously just throwing a whole bunch of stuff out there, but they're going full throttle on inciting these people, and not one of these women should be sitting in Congress right now because of what they did. They violated their oath of office.
No, this is politics today, as sad as it is. But, yeah, they did. You know, you've got Nancy Pelosi's out there saying the right to abortion has been abolished. A blatant lie.
Yep.
You've got her saying that as they're telling people that the states have the right to trump the Constitution, they're taking away a right. With the other hand, the blatant hypocrisy. Talking about the New York ruling against the abortion, the Roe ruling, mm-hmm. the overturning, which is again constitutionally illiterate to the level of ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got AOC saying that all women and birthing persons, that I had to giggle at a little bit if it wasn't so infuriating. All women and birthing persons are now their lives are in danger. You know, and Maxine Waters, she's just consistently an idiot.
Yep.
But, you know, let's go back to AOC for a second. How did the decision put every woman and birthing person's life in danger? It
got
left
me.
It up to the states where
yep.
it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to say this in six different conversations with people that I thought were smart on social media. The right to an abortion has not been repealed. It hasn't been negated. It's been the authority over this issue has been given back to the states where it belonged,
right?
Because it's not an enumerated power.
Mm.
Where it belonged. This court righted a wrong by giving power back to the states
mm.
where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you're saying that all women's lives are in danger, well, that's a blatant lie because the states are making these decisions now. California and New York will probably go hyper to the left on this now,
mm-hmm.
well past what Roe established in the common. I'm betting that in New York and California, and especially Illinois now, you'll be able to have partial birth abortion.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's up to each state individually to figure it out. Nobody has been denied it. No one has been criminalized on this. If you live in a state where they say, you know what, we believe in the sanctity of life, except for the cases of rape, incest, and the life of the mother, you could actually get in a vehicle and go to the state where you need to get this done and have it done if you're that hell-bent on it.
Yeah.
And in most states, you're going to see them continue to have abortion services at these hospitals and through doctors under certain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
you know, life of the mother, rape, incest, things that everybody can, 99% of us can agree upon. You know, so this idea that it's been banished and anybody who wants an abortion is going to have to exist in a back alley,
mm-hmm.
paying in backwater money to a decertified doctor with a rusty coat hanger.
Yeah.
This is all fear-mongering by these people because they've got nothing for the midterms.
Well, here's what Nancy said specifically. She attacked the radical Supreme Court, describing it as a Republican-controlled Supreme Court. Pelosi also tried to jack up more anger against the court, saying that the court was already talking about going after other rights, including contraception, when the court specifically said that wasn't true.
Yeah, and that's a big one. It's in the decision. If you read it, they say this has nothing to do with contraceptives, has nothing to do with same-sex marriage. This is exclusive to abortion. And yet she's blatantly lying to the people. Blatantly.
Now, I got an email. Yeah. I got an email from her. Again, they ship an email to somebody that they don't know who it is, and it's me, which is funny. And the email, Nancy Pelosi said, she encouraged people to rise up against the far-right extremists of the Supreme Court. What the hell does that sound like to you?
Well, she's taking an opportunity. Well, it sounds like inciting insurrection is what it sounds like.
That's right.
But, you know, the idea that they're taking this opportunity to suck the Supreme Court into the political realm, where the Supreme Court does not exist in the political realm. It exists in a constitutional realm.
Mm-hmm.
So by her name-calling and trying to identify them as radical and Republican, and, you know, she's trying to suck it into the political argument. And this is just another failure. And I know I'm coming down hard on the Republicans during a time when you know, the positioning is good. The Supreme Court is actually ruling constitutionally, and it's usually good for Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to get their stuff together when it comes to narrative,
right.
to getting in front of the narrative. They suck at it.
Yep.
This never should have been an issue. They should have been saying what Pelosi was going to say, what AAC was going to say, what lunatic Waters was going to say. They should have been putting the script out there 2 weeks ago, saying this is what's going to happen when the decision comes down. This is what they're going to say.
Frank,
Did
say that, Frank?
Well,
we did. We did.
Ever since Alito.
We did.
It was late.
How do you like us now out there, folks? We did. We said it. Jeez whiz, I'm telling you.
It's stunning how deaf Washington is.
Oh, unbelievable. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Convention of States and how that all fits into this. Don't go anywhere.
Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Germany for the G7 summit over the weekend announced that the United States will spend a great deal of money outside of the United States to help other countries. One of the projects is a vaccine development complex in Senegal, West Africa.
New industrial-scale vaccine manufacturing facility in Senegal. When complete, we'll have the potential to produce hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine annually.
Grandstands at a Columbia bullring collapsed and killed at least six people and injured more than 100 others on Sunday. The tragedy occurred in the central Colombian city of Espinal. Russia is poised for its first sovereign default in decades, as some bondholders said they had not received overdue interest payments on Monday following a deadline a day earlier. The Kremlin said there are no grounds for Russia to default, but it's unable to send money to bondholders because of sanctions. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Chris Markowski, for doing that. I appreciate that. That's the way I feel about Chris, and that's the way I feel about Frank Salvato. Now, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on 8 full years. Now, I take it because it works. And I take it because of the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I have, particularly in my left foot, ankle, and leg. Now, this stuff is like something I've never seen before. When I had a problem with my right leg, ankle, and foot and took it, guess what? It worked for both. When you throw it into the mix, my back was hurting with the other two problems. It worked for that. So I don't know what it is about it. I don't know why it does it, but it might have to do with the ingredients that are in it. But it just flat out simply works. If you're having problems, the turmeric, the resveratrol, the icarin, the omega-3 that's in Relief Factor helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It'll lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. And it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical, and fish oil product as well, made from a clinically developed formula. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, try the 3-week quick start. If it does not work within 3 weeks, simply cancel the order, and that's it. You're done. But I don't know anybody that's done that, so away you go. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com is with us. Good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It should be mentioned that in all of this that's been going on, Ms. Pelosi does ask for money in her email that she sent out.
Of course she does.
Because that's what this email is truly about, not to mention saving them in the midterms. And even Maxine Waters is asking for money, and so is an AOC. They're all fundraising off this debacle that they're trying to make it look like the Supreme Court was the ones that need to be held responsible when they did the right thing, finally, after all these years.
You know, when the Supreme Court rules in their favor, they're the first ones to tell you, that's it, it's the questioning is over, there's no more debate, the Supreme Court has ruled, and that's it now, we have to move on. They're the supreme law of the land, and you can't question their decision.
Mm-hmm.
When the SCOTUS doesn't rule in their favor, they're illegitimate, they're radical, they're irresponsible, they don't know what they're talking about. And, you know, so this is the game that they play, and they always ask for money. Always ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to this time around because they're getting crushed in fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one more little thing that needs to be mentioned before we get to the Convention of States. It's amazing to me now how many people are facing the wrath of the whiners, including Justice Clarence Thomas, who's been called just about everything but a child of God since the news broke. The progressives just haven't saved their rage for Thomas either. Now they're seething out the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, her cardinal sin is, of all things, not retiring under a Democratic president and leaving her seat following her death to be appointed by President Trump.
Now, here's the question. You know, is it okay when there's a supermajority of liberals who are ruling in the progressives' favor all the time? Then it's not a radical court? Then it's not a politicized court, but it's not a court that's jaded to one side. You know, I think right there proves that point, that it's not about the Constitution. It's not about the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
It's about whether or not they get their way, like petulant children who throw a temper tantrum every time they don't get candy when they demand it.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrat Party always lashes out, name calls, threatens, and riots, loots, burns whenever they don't get their way, even if it's a constitutional ruling.
Yep.
So this tells you how intensely, constitutionally illiterate most of our country has become.
Mm-hmm.
The people who don't understand that this ruling was the best thing since sliced bread because it limits the power of federal government per the Constitution? You know, if you don't understand that, then you don't understand the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That is the overriding point in this decision that cannot be denied.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to argue about everything else, every other emotional aspect of it. We are a nation of laws.
Yep.
Not of emotion, not of men.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't been acting like that for a very long time.
Right. Now, before I get to the caller that's on the line, I want to bring out where we can go with all of this. It makes perfect sense. Now may be the time to do it. There are enough people out there that are riled up that they might want to get on board and try to do something. But it's the Convention of States.
Yeah, there's two things, and this is supercharged by a Supreme Court that's actually making necessary decisions to defend the Constitution right now.
Correct.
So, bravo, guys. You're finally doing what you're supposed to be doing, even if John Roberts is voting a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank the good God for this. But our governors need to use nullification to push back on non-enumerated the edicts coming out of the federal government, and we need to talk about a convention of the states to once and for all end the tyranny that's coming out of a centralized government, which was never supposed to have this much power in the first place.
Right.
You know, if you have fears about a convention of the states, go to the website and read about it so that you understand it fully.
That's right.
There can be no runaway convention. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
All of the points are here beforehand going in. It's what they must discuss at a convention.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the points are points we can all agree on. It limits the federal government to the power that they were enumerated to have and re-empowers the states the way our country was meant to be.
Yep.
So now's the time. Now is the time, people. You always say, well, what can I do? This is it.
Mm-hmm. You bet. All right, now I'm going to go to the caller. Okay, Eric, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for my call. Real quick, excellent segue to this question, in my opinion, and I like Frank's opinion on this. Okay, the abortion has been sent back down to the states as a states' rights issue. Totally get it. Totally follow it. Now, the federal government is funding Planned Parenthood, and there has been a rescission of the prevention of federal funds going to reproductive health, thereby read between the lines, through USAID overseas to actually fund abortions overseas. Now, the question is, are we in a constitutional crisis if this is occurring and Congress sets the monetary dissemination policy? I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks so much.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Frank.
No, I mean, right now the Republicans should be screaming a violation of the Hyde Amendment.
That's right.
Because we're not supposed to be funding anything that's going towards abortion. Now, on the state levels, they can choke this off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yes, there's got to be, once the Republicans get control back, they have to recodify that into a more potent law that forbids it and puts in penalties. Now, USAID, that comes under the executive branch.
Right.
You know, when Congress starts talking about funding them, they can put caveats in saying no money will go for this, and perhaps they should. Those are two very good points to consider. You know, you can't say over here that there is, you know, we have freedom to choose this while you're pushing this as a heroin other places around the country, or around the world. We shouldn't be intervening in the inner workings of countries around the world as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Funding abortion through USAID, which I believe comes under the purview of Samantha Power now?
Probably. Yep.
I think, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure she's
the head
of USAID right now.
Yeah.
You know, you want to talk about a hyper-radical? There's your hyper-radical. And if she can actually figure out how to get the World Economic Forum's Great Reset to encompass that kind of a cost and force the United States to give that money, she would.
All right, Mr. Frank, I will talk to you on Friday. Great, great, great morning radio right here. And I look forward to talking to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay lovely.
All right, Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. Go there, check it out, find out what he's all about. And we'll be right back with more. And the Sports Zone quarterback, we'll see if he's crying the blue tears today. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to be talking to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Remember, if you want to get a hold of him to talk a little insurance and see if he can save you some money, the number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Give him a call, see what he can do to help you. All right there, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback. Are you crying today, or are you rejoicing, or what's going on here?
Well, I'm not exactly thrilled that the Lightning didn't three-peat, but I want to give the Colorado Avalanche credit for winning the Stanley Cup. Great team, great speed, came to play, great season. The Lightning gave them everything they could last night, but they just came through. So give them credit, and congratulations to the Stanley Cup champions, the Colorado Avalanche, and also congratulations to Tampa Bay Lightning. 3 years of great hockey. So who would think the state of Florida would have, almost a three-time champion and back-to-back champion in Tampa Bay Lightning. And thanks for Phil Esposito for bringing hockey here to the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, so I agree.
I think people across the country enjoyed the final, Captain. A couple games were a little lopsided, but overall it was a great series.
Well, I'm sure they have at least one game they'd want back, or maybe even that first overtime game they'd want back.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's,
I thought the first game they should have won. That was my thought.
That would have been so important because you had the Avalanche, you had the layoff for over a week, and that's when you can sometimes get lucky and steal one from the home team. But they won the first two games. It looked like they might sweep the Lightning, but the Lightning showed they did have some heart and took it to six games.
Well, I want everybody to know that's listening to me up there in Denver right now that I met some of your fans last night. They were celebrating over across the way. We got a big hotel here and a big bar. They weren't rowdy. They weren't obnoxious. They were great in what they were doing. There were lots of Lightning jerseys that were there because they apparently invited those folks to come and celebrate with them. And everybody was having a good time. No fights, no arguments, no nothing. So how about that?
Yeah, very classy.
A little bit different. A little bit different than if we had Philadelphia here or something like that.
Yeah, each city has their fans. They're a little different, to say the least. So, yeah, no. Again, want to thank the Denver people for being classy. And, you know, they just been great, man. I'm so happy for that organization. Just like I'm happy for any team that shows class. You can see at the end of the game in the boxes, all the fans and the ownership and the management just being so thrilled and happy that they won it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about.
Now, we had a baseball no-hitter yesterday, didn't we, or was it the day before?
That day before, Captain, that's an interesting one. Get your opinion. Curious to what the audience thinks. Is it a no-hitter when three pitchers throw it, Captain? Does that take away from it? Is it a true no-hitter? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think it takes away from it being a no-hitter, but it's not the same thing as one pitcher going nine innings.
Right. Okay. There you go.
That's the difference.
Well, the reason I say it takes a little bit away from it, this is my opinion, and that's why the no-hitters back in the day were a lot more difficult, because if you have to face a guy, you know, three times, okay, it's a little different than just facing him twice. That's when the batter now is more of a level playing field. I see what you had twice up at the plate. The third time, now I probably can have a better shot against you. Where now you bring in a new pitcher, I don't know. That's advantage to you. So that's just my take on it. Curious what the audience feels, but I think these discussions make sports great. So hopefully other people agree with me. How about Mr. Elliott winning the NASCAR Cup racing in Nashville, the Super Speedway up there?
Yeah, Chase Elliott.
Mm-hmm. He's doing great, man. Congratulations to him. And Kurt Busch, Cal Larson, those guys were all giving him everything he had.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pretty good race here, Captain. I've enjoyed it. I hope other people have too. It's a great sport to watch and witness. You can't beat that. So, USFL, man, it's been an interesting year, Captain. You know, maybe some of these guys will get a shot to get back into the NFL. We shall see. I do wish those guys the best. Now, it looks like they're going to suspend Mr. Deshaun Watson for at least a year, Captain.
That's all right. That's all right with me. I mean, if you do the crime, you got to spend the time.
There you go, man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel that way. I mean, there's always ramifications for the decisions you make. And, you just, you know, hope and pray nothing bad happens to anybody when you make your decisions. And hopefully,
But see, I know somebody that's going to say that if he was a coach and he had Tim Tebow, that he would win it all. He'd win the Super Bowl.
Well, and who would that be, sir?
Well, it's our friend Todd in Tampa.
Oh, all right. Todd in Tampa likes Mr. Tebow. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a class act.
Yeah, but he would be the coach to take him to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny you bring it up, T-Bone, though. Talk about a class act, just like the Colorado Avalanche class act.
I don't think I don't think he wants to play football anymore, baseball or anything else. He's set for life. He is set for life.
He's set for life. He's taken his shot, took his chances, and had a great athletic career, you know? And
right.
He did the best he could with what he had, just at least captain. So now we'll focus on baseball the rest of the year. Do you think anybody can take the Yankees?
No.
This year?
No, I don't. I think they're going to go right on out. All they got to do is play 500 ball, and the Rays have got to play like 700 ball to catch them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's not going to happen.
No, but do you think they'll win the World Series also?
Don't know about that. I'd have to see who they're going to be, who's going to be in it to go up against them. But, you know, if it's the Yankees and the Dodgers, one of those deals, then right. then we got us a game. Let's see, as the old barber used to say, we got us a game, boys. Red Barber.
Yeah, he was excellent. He was the original of this game in baseball, this week in baseball, and he was great. He was awesome. Well, Captain, I appreciate you giving out my number earlier, and if I can help out anybody with their insurance needs, please feel free to call me. I can definitely help you out, save you some money, and if what you have is great, fantastic, I'll tell you that also. But it doesn't hurt for you to give me a call and at least compare what you have now to what you currently might be able to get. It's real simple. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. It's an easy number, 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. God bless the audience. Thank you for the great work you're doing on the show. Thanks for letting me come on and have some fun with you talking sports and also letting people know how I can help them out here at church.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right. And by the way, folks, this final segment brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And, yep, if you need some parts or something like that, get a hold of them. I'll tell you how in a minute, and they'll send it to you. And you can go check them out online. Now, remember, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, it's been an interesting show. I got 20 seconds left. Well, now I got 10 seconds left before the music starts up here. You know, sometimes you get to the end of the show and you get to the end of the show, if you know what I mean. But I will tell you that it's been a great, great, great evening of radio tonight here. We've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of calls. We talked to the people up in Denver. And, of course, they've been having a good time, too. And Denver, you earned it. You earned it. So, but we'll be back. The Lightning will be back. All right, folks. Have yourself a great day. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.